Whatever walls she had built around her pain collapsed as thoroughly as the temple. Her eyes welled, and tears poured freely down her face. Yet still, she watched. She wanted to remember her master's pain, tuck it away and hold it inside of her. A dark seed to yield dark fruit when she finally faced Malgus. Before she killed Malgus, she desperately wanted him to feel the same kind of pain Master Zallo had felt. A gentle touch on her shoulder. Zirid brought her around. The monitor screen was blank. How long had she been sitting there, staring at a blank screen, imagining death and revenge and pain?
Time to go, Aaron,
Zirid said, and helped steer her from the room. T7 whistled sympathy.
Are you all right?
Zirid asked. She knew how she must look. Using the sleeve of her tunic, she wiped the tears from her face.
I'm all right,
she said. He looked as if he wanted to embrace her, but she knew he would not take the liberty without her giving him a sign that it was all right. She gave him no such sign. She did not want relief from her grief, her pain. She simply wanted to pass it on to Malgus somehow.
Keep a copy of that footage, T7,
she said.
Bring it with you.
The droid beeped an affirmative. They walked back through the works and to the surface in silence. By the time they returned to their speeder, Aaron had rebuilt the walls around her emotions. She managed the grief, endured the pain, but put it within reach so she could call on it when she needed it. She and Zirid lifted T7 onto the droid mount at the rear of the speeder.
I need to get up to that cruiser, she said.
Zirid activated the magnetic clamp to hold T7 in place.
You can't attack a cruiser, Aaron.
I don't want to attack it. I just want to get aboard it.
And face him, Darth Malgus.
And face him,
she affirmed with a nod.
And how do you think that plays out if you get aboard? Are you just going to walk through all those Imperial troops? Think he'll just let you through and meet you in honorable combat?
She did not like Zirid's tone.
I'll bring the cruiser down, with him on it.
And you on it.
She stuck out her chin.
If that's what it takes.
He slapped a hand in frustration on T7's body. The droid beeped in irritation.
Aaron, you've been watching the holonet too much. It won't work like that. You'll get captured, tortured, killed. He's a Sith. They flew a ship into the temple, killed dozens of Jedi, bombed Coruscant. Come on, think.
I have, and I have to do this.